This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
We're back here on Sports Talk, getting in all that action from the men's college basketball tournament going on right now. Keeping an eye on that St. Mary's Vanderbilt game. We're down to the final seconds here, and I see St. Mary's got a 3-point lead. We'll see how that one shakes out. Here to help us talk about the games going on and maybe even some of the action going into tomorrow's games, betting analyst for Covers.com, Rohit Ponea. Thank you so much for giving us some time today. How you been?
Good, good. Enjoying the tournament so far. Have some winning bets, some not so great bets as well, but it's looking pretty positive for me right now.
Yeah, what would you say is the biggest surprise result to you at this point?
Yeah, I mean, there's been a few of them. Definitely some upsets, but I think honestly, Alabama getting maybe a little bit scared
right
earlier today was a big one. Really kind of pushed until the final few minutes there, and definitely have looked flawed at times this year with how lackadaisical they are on defense. So that's definitely one to keep an eye on. Another one that really kind of jumped off the board at me was, where was that again? Remember yesterday, and I'm just blanking on it. Oh, yeah, St. John's. St. John's was really in trouble in the first half, and then they kind of turned things on in the second. But a team that can't shoot threes, you really got to wonder how far they can go in the tournament.
Yeah, they looked a little shaky, but you know, they're always going to be a defense-first team, and I think that's why, you know, when I look at these SEC teams, and I'm an SEC hater, I can't help myself, but you know, I watch Alabama play Robert Morris, and it's like, okay, why can't you pull away from this 15 seed? And it's because you cannot get stops. You know, you can score, but you know, in the NCAA tournament, you got to be able to get stops to put away games, and I just don't see a single SEC team outside of maybe Tennessee that really seems to be able to do that. Maybe Florida. Like, and that's why I have some serious questions about how deep some of these SEC teams are going to go.
You'll be happy too, Jeff Vandy, gone.
Yeah. So what are your thoughts on that?
On what? Which one's
on the SEC in general? Like some of these SEC teams and then...
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think, you know, I think it's really tough to, you know, downgrade some of these teams because we've seen them, even in the non-conference part of their schedules, and how well some of these teams played. Ole Miss, Mississippi State, you're looking at Ole Miss right now just absolutely destroying North Carolina. And, you know, I do think that a lot of these SEC teams are pretty strong. I think Auburn, even with how they ended their season, I think this is a really, really talented team. And I think that they can dial in on defense at times. We haven't always seen that against some of their opponents, but when they're on, they're on. And I definitely still think Auburn and Florida are legitimate contenders.
Big one yesterday, McNeese pulling up the upset. Obviously, we have interest here being a Louisiana school. Now, going into this matchup tomorrow against a 4-seed in Purdue, I know that the Boilermakers are around a 5.5-point favorite in this matchup. How should we be feeling about this one from the local aspect? Can Will Wade pull another magical feat off against the Boilermakers?
you know, I wouldn't be surprised. I think this is a really good Cowboys team that he's put together there. They put a lot of pressure on opposing ball handlers, play really hard-nosed. They hit their three-pointers as well. So it wouldn't shock me if you get another upset. I definitely like them with the points. I think it's kind of cool how, you know, Wade has kind of been very transparent with his team about that he is moving on at the end of the season, moving to NC State. I think it's kind of like, you know, they want to go out with a bang. So I think you're getting a really motivated squad here.
Do you have any upset picks tonight? Is there anyone you're staring at like, okay, this top higher seeded team is definitely going to go down?
Nothing that really jumps off the page at me. I kind of liked, where are we here? I like Vanderbilt, but looking like that is done. That was, you know, not a huge upset by any means, but they were 4.5-point underdogs there. I like them. I don't think that's going to happen. Obviously it's not going to happen. I like Akron to maybe make things interesting, but I don't see them actually beating Arizona. And then I do think Xavier is going to beat Illinois. I think the Musketeers are, going to take that momentum from that first four game, going to bring it against Illinois, who's really struggled on defense over the last couple of months. And we know that Illinois loves to throw up threes, but they don't really hit them. So I think Illinois is going to be in trouble in the first round.
Yeah, I think all these Big East teams are gonna surprise people just because for whatever reason everyone's talked about the SEC all season and they've kind of just pushed the Big East down to the point that UConn beat Gonzaga, they beat Baylor in their non-conference, and then they show up. They had a better record than they had in 2023 when they got a 4 seed. This year they're an 8. And what all these Big East teams do is they defend and they run offense. Like you watch Creighton out there completely dismantle Louisville, and how do they do that? They defend and they run sets. And I just think when you're looking at these games, and you're going to see it with Xavier, it's a lot of these veteran laden teams, a lot of transfers, and these kind of fifth year players, sixth year players, heck, I think some of them even seventh year players at this point. To me, that's what sets some of these teams apart, because there used to be mid majors that had all of these players, right? And they were like, oh, these guys been there forever. Now these bigger programs have these seventh year players like Ryan Kalkbrenner and guys who have been there forever. To me, that's when you're watching the NCAA tournament, that's where I'm betting is like, okay, which team has the guy that I think in the big moments is gonna do that?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think you're seeing that experience really shine with certain teams. You look at teams like Auburn, too, and that's kind of the case, right? I mean, Auburn's lineup is actually older than the Oklahoma City Thunder's lineup, right? That's crazy. And you got a lot of these guys that are transfers, too, that are coming in that can immediately contribute, and they know how to get it done. So definitely something to keep an eye on moving forward, because there's some big discrepancies in terms of experience in some of these matchups.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
Rohit, I'm shocked my counterpart over here, Jeff, hasn't talked to you about the matchup tonight, UConn versus Oklahoma. How are you feeling about this matchup with the points? I know UConn's a favorite and also the under-over in this game.
Yeah, I mean, I know we were just talking about the Big East and how people might be, underrating some of these teams. I actually am going against the line movement here. UConn opened at about -4.5, up to -6.5 now.
Okay.
I actually think that might be too much. You look at KenPom, Bark, Torvik, those analytics sites, which usually give really good breakdowns in terms of projections, and they have UConn winning by 1 and 2 points. Now you're seeing the spread at 6.5. UConn has really struggled defensively at times, 92nd in the country in adjusted defense. Oklahoma's 22nd in adjusted offense. So I do think it's a spot where, you know, maybe people are a little bit too bullish on Dan Hurley and the Huskies after winning back-to-back championships. I think the Sooners with the points are the way to go here.
Yeah, it's kind of fascinating to see a team going for a three-peat but being kind of talked about, because they're an eight seed, right? Like, they're not going to be anyone's pick. I'm curious what your thoughts are on Florida, because that's whoever wins that game is gonna go find Florida. And I think Florida is a juggernaut. I think Florida, in my opinion, is the best team in this tournament just because of the way they play, and they have the athletes, but they also have the system, and they play and they defend. I'm just curious, what are your thoughts on Florida?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to look at the Gators and not see the team that who I think should probably be the favorites. I mean, you saw them come out of the SEC. You saw them pull off some really really impressive wins down the stretch there, Auburn, Alabama, et cetera, Tennessee, you know, just beating those teams and, you know, not even beating them by, you know, a small margin, beating them in impressive fashion and really good on both sides of the ball, balanced, deep, inside-outside game. They kind of have it all. The one thing I will say about that, though, is I do think that the West region is the toughest region around. You mentioned UConn. I mean, UConn is not going to be a pushover by any means. Then you also have Maryland there, Texas Tech, St. John's with that tenacious defense. So you've got a lot of teams that could really trip them up there. And I think I do think that Auburn and Duke have a slightly easier trek to get to the Final Four than they do.
Rowan, if you had a best bet to make for tomorrow's action of games, where would you go?
Yeah, I've got a few ones on the board right now. I think Wisconsin was the first one I took. And -1 right now, or money line, doesn't really make a big difference to me there.
Okay.
I like Wisconsin at this spot. I think that they've had 3 days now to acclimate to the high altitude in Denver. So I don't think that's going to be a big advantage for BYU. Both these teams can fill up the hoop, but Wisconsin's better defensively. Cougars really struggle to defend the three ball. And we know that the Badgers love to chuck up threes. So I do like Wisconsin that spot. Another game I was kind of looking at is Arkansas, +7 against St. John's. We kind of talked about that already, about how St. John's didn't look, 100% at their best in the previous game. The Razorbacks have really impressed me down the stretch. They're playing a lot harder. They've gone with that big man lineup with three bigs that they rotate in and out, and I feel like that's really gotten them playing some tough defense. So I think we're going to see a tough defensive battle between the Razorbacks and Johnnies, and I think we'll see that closer than the 7-point margin we've got on the board.
Yeah, and one of the things I like about Arkansas's team is they have John L. Davis, who was the point guard for Florida Atlantic for that Final Four run they had a few years ago. It's when I watched I think Arkansas is a good example of the transfer portal creating kind of a mid-major team in a major conference, because you see all of these players that, that's a completely different program than the one Eric Musselman had last year. Right.
Yep.
And it's just kind of funny to watch a team change that drastically. And I just don't think that was possible prior to the transfer portal being what it is. I mean, I know it wasn't possible. And I guess what are your thoughts on, just kind of going deeper on that? Like, did you kind of see that upset for Arkansas, Kansas? Because to me, that felt like a pretty obvious one going in, of like a 10-7 is always going to be a pretty close bet. But that one felt like it should have been an even line.
Yeah, no, I mean, I was on that as well. Like I said, Arkansas played so much better down the stretch, and Kansas really collapsed. I mean, after such a great start to their season, played really poorly down the stretch. And it's funny, we've been talking about these experienced teams. They are incredibly experienced. Hunter Dickinson, their point guard, Dwan, they had, power forward. These guys who have been around the block and have played for them for years under Bill Self, but their execution, how sloppy they were down the stretch, really killed them in some close games. So definitely wasn't a surprise to me that the Razorbacks pulled that off, but extremely disappointing season for the Jayhawks, who, looking earlier in the year, looked like the team to beat.
Rohit, my pick for the Final Four, not exciting this year. They call me Chalk Steve because I went with all number ones. I know the likelihood of that is not great, but curious what you think. What in your brackets that you filled out, who's made your Final Four, and who do you have winning it all, cutting down the nets at the end?
Yeah, I mean, I have Duke getting out in the East. I have Auburn coming out in the South. And I think the West was the tough one for me. Because like you said, I mean, Florida looks like the most balanced team. But I have Texas Tech getting through there. I mean, they didn't look good last night for most of that game. But I really do like this team. I think they can pull it off and be kind of that lower-ish seeded team to make a run. And then over in the Midwest, I've got Tennessee beating Houston to get to the Final Four. It's going to be a defensive battle between those two teams. But I like how battle-tested the Vols are after playing in the SEC.
Yeah, you know, just one way, you know, you mentioned Duke. I hadn't watched a ton of Duke this season because ACC basketball was kind of unwatchable. You watch it for Cooper Flag. And I was kind of fascinated to watch that game today, even against the 16 seed. That Duke team just looks like a juggernaut. And the way Cooper can pass, can deliver the ball on offense and also score at all three levels, like that team feels like it's going to be a tough out for basically anybody.
Absolutely. I mean, they're just so loaded, and their depth is pretty incredible as well. I mean, Malik Brown has been out for a little while, and when he's back, he might be their best point of attack defender. So good kind of at both ends of the floor. They've got guys like Isaiah Evans coming off the bench. Yeah, I mean, Duke is going to be really tough to beat, but it is one of those things we talked about. At ACC, not a good conference. I don't think they were really pushed to their limits there. So, I mean, I don't think they were pushed to their limits in the first round today either against Mount St. Mary's. So once they start beating, you know, going up against those tougher opponents, I think we could see them really kind of push to the test. It's going to be interesting to see how they play when they're coming from behind in games, and they haven't really been put in that position this year.
Awesome stuff, Rohit. Definitely appreciate the time, especially with basketball going on. I know it's hard to concentrate right now. It's hard to do a radio show with this going on. before we let you run, though, what can folks go check out at covers.com right now?
You know, there's tons. We've got tons of free picks on our NCAA page. Previews of every game up as well as some upset picks. Check it out at covers.com. Give me a follow over on X, covers_ro, covers_ro. We're coming at you with so many free picks for the full tournament.
Awesome stuff, man. Be talking to you soon, and thanks so much for the time today, man.
Thanks, guys. Best of luck.
Thanks, Ro.
Rohit Poneya, betting analyst for covers.com. You heard him. You can cover him on X at @covers_ro.